Mad as hell in America. Now on 620 KPOJ.
To Mad as Hell in America. I'm your host, Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's talk station. Portland's smart talk station. I like that better. We moved recently from progressive to smart talk. I like that. It isn't necessarily progressive. We don't want to narrow the scope of what the conversation we're having here. I want to hear from you. 503-248-0620. 1-866-452-0620. So I just went off on the president, and I know that it's not always popular. I know that we're coming up on a presidential election season, but I have a question for you. Did you buy it? Did you love the speech? I did not. Were you enlivened by it? Everybody just suddenly freaked out. This is the one that he did in Kansas recently. I have trouble trusting him. I mean, I thought it was a good speech. I thought he made good points. He was talking about the gutting of the middle class and what we need to do to preserve the middle class and the importance of it. But there was so much missing from it for me. You know, and there's a lot of talk about the middle class. But you know who's always been getting screwed in this country? The lower class, right? The poor always get screwed in this country. And we're not talking. We're not even having a conversation about that anymore. I remember back in the days of Robert Kennedy, we were talking about the poor. When we raise the bottom, everybody raises up. So what did you think? Are you buying it? Do you trust him? Did you feel reinvigorated? Did you get sucked in? I did not. And I got to be honest, I want this guy to be the guy that he says he is. But I don't see it in his actions. And he comes on with these great speeches, and it gets me all excited. And then it's like a split personality. I can't figure it out. Numbers here, 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. Am I being too hard on the prez? Do we all need to just get in line and get behind the president? And no matter what, just because he speaks well? I mean, is it that time? I don't know if I can. Not without a list of demands. I want promises that I know he can keep, and I want accountability. 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620 are the numbers. Let's go to Larry. Larry in California, you're on with Adam Klugman. What makes you mad as hell?
How are you? I'll tell you something. Everyone who had the opportunity, and I missed the last part of the speech when I was over at the computer turning it down, but everybody who had an opportunity to hear your speech should feel privileged and feel proud that someone had the courage and the foresight to be able to say what you said this afternoon. I wish that more of our radio talk show hosts and radio programming would have an educational component, which would explain not only the politics, but also the economics behind a lot of the policies and a lot of the sorts of things that we talk about, the rhetoric, or I guess that's the best word to use. And I wish that we had a more enlightened listening public across the country. Well, we were lucky to hear your speech, which was very, very helpful, and I would love to be able to have it up. I would love to be able to put it up on my Facebook or have you put it up so that other people can hear it across the country. And I would certainly advise people to listen to it. It certainly deserves a wide listenership. And I'm frustrated, as I've told a lot of my friends, that now that we're losing Green 960 in San Francisco to high-definition FM, and we've lost some local talk show hosts who are not necessarily progressive, such as yourself, but are more liberal. We lost some of those people based upon a programming change. So it's harder and harder for us to be able to get liberal talk show host and progressive talk show host, because the major...
Larry, let me stop you. I got a full board. I do appreciate it. You can hear it. Go to Mattis Hell in America. You can sign up for a subscription for $5 a month. You can hear it. I will also post the text of the speech there. Thanks so much for the call, Larry.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going anywhere, so you don't have to worry about that. Let's go to Rob in Portland. Rob, welcome to Mattis Hell in America. What makes you mad as hell, Rob?
Well, I basically just called to, and I rarely call in, so sorry, I may sound a little nervous. But
not a problem.
Well, anywho, I basically agree with what you were saying in terms of, you know, President Obama. I just, I'm so sick of this. Oh, we just have to settle for the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, you still get evil. That's the problem.
Exactly.
The lesser of two evils still gives you evil.
Right, and it just seems like it allows the Democrats to move farther and farther to the right, and we just have to keep saying, well, that's the way it is.
So they keep moving farther and farther to the right, Rob, and I'm going to keep pulling them farther and farther to the left, because I don't care, because I'm tired of it, and I'm not going to settle for the lesser of two evils anymore. That just doesn't work for me. There's going to be more of your calls when we come back, 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620 are the numbers. What do you think? Am I being too hard on the president? Or is it time that we pull the whole damn party over to the left? Because I'm mad as hell, and I am not going to take it anymore. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. We'll be right back.
Maddening, isn't it? This is Mad as Hell in America. Portland's Progressive Talk, 620 KPOJ.
Future needs a big kiss, winds blow with a twist. Never seen a moon like this, can you see it too? Night is falling everywhere, rockets hit the fun fair. Satan loves a bomb scare, but won't scare you.
Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America. I'm your host, Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's smart talk station. It's very, very cold out there, but it's red hot here in the studio. Feeling a lot of fire. I've been kind of taking the president to task on his rhetoric. I'm unimpressed. I want to see action, and I want to see, I like the rhetoric. It sounds very good, but I need substance, man. You know, I like candy bars too, but I wouldn't eat them for dinner. You know what I mean? This candy bar is a meal. It is not. It is a candy bar. I need substance. We need substance. Numbers here, 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620 are the numbers. In the next segment, Mary Garish is going to be here. There's going to be some people in town, in our state, visiting 10 cities, helping us construct a grassroots movement to create a system of universal health care here. In Oregon, they did it in Vermont. They're taking a tour across the country, teaching us how to do it. She's going to be on in the next segment. In the meantime, let's go to calls. Let's go to Dave in Beaverton. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America. Dave, what makes you mad as hell, man?
Well, I know you. We met at Bo's wife's party in Lake Oswego some time ago.
Uh-huh.
Emily, how are you?
I'm mad as hell.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to, I tuned into you, and I heard your, part of your, letter that you wrote, which is exactly what Obama should be saying. I would love for you to send that into his staff and somehow get him to read it.
Good luck on that.
I know, right? That was awesome. That was exactly what he should be saying.
Well, thank you, and I do appreciate the compliment, but let me ask you something, Dave. What part of it resonated with you? I mean, I think we want to get into some of the particulars, the depth of it. What is it personally resonating? My goal is to hopefully strike a match in you. You know what I mean? That you're the flint, and I'm hitting it, and I want to get a spark going in you. What about it sparked you? What about it enlivened you?
First of all, I only heard part of it, but every single word you actually articulated was exactly right out of my heart, right out of my brain, and so I was so happy to hear that.
Well, right on, Dave.
That's one thing. You asked me, what am I mad as hell about?
Yes.
So many things, but specifically the fraud that our energy crisis and the fraud that our healthcare crisis is. I mean, it's these problems are so solvable, and the solutions are so not discussed, they're so avoided, and they're actually so repressed, and that makes me really mad, because I see what kinds of junk foods are put in the market. I see the repression of natural healing, alternative medicine. It's all the incentives, all the tax breaks, all the subsidies are going to big pharma, big agro, you know, big biotech, and the solutions are really pretty darn simple. And
that's right on, Dave. That's right on. I love it. Thanks for the call, Dave. Right, the solutions are there. The problem is there's no shortage of ingenuity in this country, no shortage of good ideas in this country. Problem is that they get blocked, and that's the problem. They never make it to the top. All the money, all the subsidies go up top, and the solutions are there. And we need leaders that are going to break up that blockade, to break through that barrier that keeps the best ideas from moving to the top. I love it. What are you mad as hell about? I want you to call in 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. I love that you guys love the monologue. That makes me feel great. What did it bring up for you? What makes you mad as hell? Call in and let me know. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, just in Oregon in general, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. What's up? What makes you mad as hell?
Oh, thank you so much. You know what? I loved your speech.
Thank you.
We don't have enough people in power that apologize for not walking their talk or somehow it being obstructed.
Right on.
You know, and it was like, when you did that, it was like, it was a compassionate moment that we all are looking for.
Right. Because, a human moment, you know, a human moment to say, I'm scared too. I mean, how would you like to stare down the barrel of the people who are in control of this country right now if you were president of the United States? That's a scary crew, man. They're criminals.
Can I tell you one more thing? What I'm really worried about is that McCain from Arizona and that Levin, the Republican McCain and Levin and them, making that natural authorization to where they, I want to know who paid them off to write that bill, because that is a very evil bill where they can come into our house, take us away, and, you know, there's no court, nothing. It's like, why are they covering up so much corruption? Why aren't they being honest?
Well,
I don't want those kind of people working for me in power in our system, because there's a lot of stuff going on that they're not getting out that happened to me and my family, too. So this scares me.
Right on, Kelly. I appreciate the call. What Kelly is referring to, thanks so much for the call. What Kelly is referring to is the National Defense Authorization Act passed a provision out of committee, which essentially said that citizens and non-citizens alike on the mainland of America can be grabbed and taken away without due process and without representation if they are, quote, suspected of terrorism. That's what she's talking about. And that scares the hell out of me, and it makes me mad as hell. 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. Are the numbers. I want to hear from you. What makes you mad as hell? You think I'm being too hard on the president? Do we need to get in line? And here's the problem. Where are we going to go? I mean, I would love to see a challenge from within the party, a primary challenge. That's how you really pull a Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, he's talking about Teddy Roosevelt. Well, what Teddy Roosevelt did was start the Bull Moose Party and pull the Democratic Party over to the left. We need someone with the chutzpah to do that. I'm sorry, it ain't me. Let's go to Don in Albany. Don, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. What makes you mad as hell?
How you doing, Adam?
I'm mad as hell today.
I know, I'm doing good myself. I was going to say right on.
Thank you.
The Holy of Holies needs to be questioned. Haven't you ever noticed how they always look shocked whenever anybody has the backbone enough to question the Holy of Holies, and then they get this look of pure amazement that they haven't been struck by when they aren't struck by lightning and turned into a pillar of salt or something like that.
What was the term you used? Holy or poly?
No, you know, holier than thou.
Okay.
The Holy of Holies.
Right.
Whenever anybody dares to question the Holy of Holies.
Right.
You know, then they, you know, I'm sure you noticed how they get this look of how they seem so shocked.
Yeah.
When anybody has that kind of backbone, and then they get this look of pure amazement when they haven't been struck by lightning and turned into a pillar of salt.
Yeah, right.
Like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Don. Thanks for the call. That's the idea, that we got to stand up and say it. We don't turn into pillars of salt. What we do is become messengers for the change that we want to see in the world. And this is the whole point of mad as hell, right? You got to get mad as hell right where you are. You know, don't get mad as hell at something. Get mad as hell right where you are. Find out what makes you mad as hell. Listen to it. Trust the impulse. Get creative with it. See where it leads you. Get on a soapbox in the middle of nowhere and tell the world why you're mad as hell. Start there. But we've got to stop, you know, making this fatal compromise. Every time we get a cracker of progressive truth, we're like, oh, manna from heaven. Enough already. Let's speak the truth over here on the left, and let's pull the whole party with us. Let's go to Greg in Northeast Portland. Greg, welcome to Mad as Hell in America, man. What makes you mad as hell?
I can say what makes me mad as hell in two words, and that is government corruption.
Right on.
And I wish that we could get that message out to more of the 99% who aren't actually down with the Occupy movement, because the talking heads on TV know exactly what this movement is about, but they're acting like, well, there's good. Well, and a part of it is Occupy itself. A lot of people say, well, they're against corporate greed, which is kind of like having a war on terror. You can't be, you're not against the corporate greed. You're against the corrupt lawmakers that possible for the greedy corporate interests to steal from us. It's not that you can't fight greed, but you can fight the laws that allow them to steal from us. That's what I'm mad as hell about.
Greg,
I loved your speech.
Thank you very much. So the question that I have for you, and you don't have to answer it right now, but is, what are you going to do, right? Part of being mad as hell is formulating a creative response to the thing that makes you feel mad as hell. So you don't have to answer the question now, but do me a favor. Think about it. So the thing that makes you mad as hell is government corruption.
Yeah.
So think about, okay, what am I going to do this week, next week, this month to take a stand for that? I don't know what it is. You organize with your neighbors. Like I said, get on a soapbox, start your own show, whatever it is, but it demands a creative response. So, Craig, call me back when you have the answer, will you?
Well, I can tell you one thing I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to go try and shut down the ports on Monday.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Greg. Occupy has a big, big demonstration all across the West Coast to shut the ports down this Monday, December 12th. Go to OccupyPortland.org to find out more information. I am going to be there. I hope you will be there, too. Let's go to Lewis in Portland. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America. What makes you mad as hell, Lewis?
Adam, I'm 64 years old. And I just want to bring up, you know, just go through a little history here. Bush,
I got about a minute and a half.
Ah, crap.
Say again?
I didn't say that.
Say again?
Bush put us in the war.
Yeah, he lied us into
war. No. It was planned that way, because look who ran for president after that. McCain and the person from Alaska. No one was going to vote for him. That was planned. But nobody would believe that. This thing has been going on for a long time. I'm a 60 rebel. That's what I'm mad about. There's no morality. There's no integrity. I don't know. That's what I'm mad about.
Well, thanks for the call, Lewis. Get mad, stay mad, and get creative on it. Figure out. Get that message out. If you feel strongly and passionately about it, then you have an obligation to make sure that you get it out there. That's the difference between rage and mad as hell. Before we go to break, let's go to Paul in Beaverton. What makes you mad as hell, Paul?
What makes me mad as hell is that I can bring facts and sources to my Republican friends that 100% prove my point, and they're like talking to a brick wall, and I'm looking for some help as to how to get through that.
So great question. So what is it that you want to communicate? So let me just say this, that there's no amount of facts or truth that's going to get through to somebody who's thinking emotionally. Right. So if you want to engage somebody like that, you have to make an emotional argument to get them to see the truth, because you're just throwing it at an emotional and it just gets absorbed into this irrationality. So what point do you want to make? What would you like to communicate? Pick one thing you want to communicate.
Well, just take, for instance, some of the things on the war, like the last guy said, we were lied into wars, there were no WMDs, this has been proven out, even that side has said that, and yet there's still people on the right to come back to us and tell us, well, they found WMDs, and it's like, prove it to me, you can't.
Right. No, they
can't. I guess the frustrating part is you, especially when you start listening to the candidates nowadays on that side, it's all lies, and yet the younger generation, I'm 48, I'm dealing with a lot of people in their early 30s that are considering themselves conservatives, and they're buying 100% of everything that they're told, whether it be Newt, Mitt Romney, or whoever. They're listening to what they say, and even when you provide an actual fact, and there's a wide variety you can talk about, you provide a fact and a source that proves it 100%, and there's absolutely no answer that they're going to accept as changing their mind.
Well, that is a tough one. When people don't want to know the truth and they don't want to see the truth, what are we supposed to do? Thanks so much for the call. Well, send them to places like Mad as Hell in America. Tell them to listen to this show, to ask them to open their minds and consider. If you resist them, all they can do is resist you back. So appeal to their humanity. Appeal to their rationality. Ask them just to open their minds and don't attack. Just lay out your case. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America. I'm your host, Adam Klugman. When we come back, Mary Garish is going to be here talking about a 10-city tour in Oregon, teaching us all how to build a grassroots campaign for universal health care right here in our state. This is Mad as Hell in America. I'll be right back.
Witness the days of corporate welfare. 45 million with no health care. But Fox News says that's all fair and balanced. They want to silence my alliance while the government commits the violence. 500 billion spent on defense.
Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America. I'm your host, Adam Klugman. And you're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's smart talk station. That is Junkyard Empire, my favorite new band, Junkyard Empire. You can check them out at junkyardempire.com, also on iTunes at Junkyard Empire. I want to go to calls, but I do have a guest on the line, and I want to get to this because this is really, really important. So I want to welcome to the show Mary Garish, who is from the Vermont Worker Center. WorkerCenter.org is the website. Here's what Vermont Worker Center is. It is a statewide grassroots network of thousands of individuals and families who are committed to standing for justice. In Vermont, if you don't know, they have recently passed legislation calling for universal health care. They have succeeded in doing it, and here to help us understand how they did it and how they're going to help us do it here in Oregon is Mary Garish. Mary, welcome to Mad as Hell in America.
Well, thank you, Adam. I'm happy to be here, and I'm looking forward to coming to Oregon.
Oh, we can. So why don't you start there? You're coming to Oregon, and you better say Oregon. You better get rid of the Oregon before you get here.
Sorry about that.
Oh, man, they get really mad around here.
Oh, dear, I'm really glad you told me that.
Absolutely. You know, because I'll get calls on that. Who's this person saying Oregon? I said it. I got it once, and I got, like, my right kneecap broken. So I learned the hard way. So, look, tell us, you're coming to Oregon. Tell us what you're coming to Oregon to do and why you're coming, because we don't have as much time as I'd like for the segment.
Okay, I am coming to Oregon to speak to several single-payer groups who I hope will be anxious to hear about the human rights framework and our success in Vermont based upon using the human rights framework and getting a universal health care law passed.
So tell us a little bit about what you accomplished in Vermont so that we can understand what's possible here in Oregon.
What we accomplished in Vermont was the people of the state of Vermont, based on all agreeing upon five human rights principles, tipping the balance of power and exhibiting one of the finest examples of democracy in action that I've ever seen in my life, and I've lived a long time, which was to get our legislature to pass an act called a Universal and Unified Health System that calls for universal health care for all residents of Vermont, birth through death, seamlessly decoupled from employment. And that really was quite a feat because we had been told for 2 years that it wasn't politically possible to do this. But through the people standing together, they were able to do it, and they accomplished what we were told was not politically possible.
Our guest is Mary Garish from the Vermont Workers Center. Workerscenter.org is the website, and here is what's happening. And you can find out more on my website at madashellinamerica.com, and then hit the MAH in Oregon, MAH Oregon button, and you will have a list of 10 different cities that people from the Vermont Workers Center are going to be visiting to help train people who are already active in the single-payer movement how to build a grassroots movement and message around what idea, Mary? What was the idea that really galvanized people across all sorts of different political, socio, and economic barriers?
The idea was that health care is, in fact, a human right. And that's simply a fact, both in international law and a covenant that the United States has signed, and that since it's a human right, everybody who's human should get it, and that we, because we have a right to this, we need to come together across all boundaries that the system usually uses to divide us, which could be race, could be ethnicity, could be culture, could be religion, but it doesn't, none of those boundaries matter, because if we're human, we're standing together in this.
And yes, keep going, sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and that's really what helped us in Vermont move from what had initially been a single-payer movement of well-educated professionals who knew that single-payer would be cheaper to a grassroots movement that accomplished universal health care for everybody.
What I find interesting is that you tried for years with a single payer message, and it didn't work. But as soon as you went to a message about health care is a fundamental human right, and that became the credo, suddenly it brought all sorts of groups and people together.
It did.
What do you think is so unifying about this message? Why did that unify when the single payer message did not?
I think it unified for two reasons. For one, people as human beings are a lot different than numbers and dollar figures. And the cost of our broken healthcare system, which has created a human rights crisis in this country, is not in dollars. It's in human lives. People are dying because they're too poor to live. And I think that everybody who's a human being and looks, well, almost everybody who's a human being and looks someone in the face knows.
Almost everyone, okay.
Knows that we're united in suffering and that we need to take care of each other. That's why we live in a society, is to take care of each other. And I think that by humanizing this element rather than talking about percentages of income and dollar figures, this is what drew people together, because they realized a common bond that they might not have realized when arguing about how to put the dollars together or which dollars should come from where. Instead, they were just talking about everybody needs health care, and we all need to stand up and say that.
Mary Garish, we are out of time. If you want to participate in this, thank you so much for coming on the show. If you want to participate,
thank you.
Go to my website, Mad as Hell in America. Press the MAH in Oregon button to find out which city Vermont workers are going to be in. We'll be right back at the top of the hour. We'll take your calls.
Thanks for listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. Now, coming to you live from the banks of the Willamette River, it's Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
Online at 620kpoj.com and on the air at AM 620 KPOJ.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcome back to the second hour of Mad as Hell in America. I'm your host, Adam Klugman, and this is AM 620 KPOJ, Portland Smart Talk Station. And we had a ripping, smoking first hour talking about what makes you mad as hell. And what made me mad as hell today or this week was the president's speech, which I thought was soft and obvious. And quite frankly, I'm tired of the rhetoric. I want action. Mark, thanks for holding. We're going to go to calls. Mark, thanks for holding through the break. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America. What makes you mad as hell, Mark?
Well, I want to tell you what makes me mad as hell and what makes me glad as hell.
All right.
Mad as hell, Eric Holder, if he only did his job, and if he went after those banksters, like as soon as he was appointed DOJ, you know, we may not have had all this, you know, stuff going on with the Occupy movement. If we saw people going to jail for crimes, these white-collar crimes committed on Wall Street, you know, we might have been on a real surge to actually have progressive legislation and everything else. But I think he's part of the problem. That's the problem.
Yes.
And Clarence Thomas is the other one. I'm just mad as hell that he hasn't been impeached yet for his conflict of interest, especially with his wife and lying about his income tax and everything else.
$700,000 worth of unreported income tax from his wife or something like that?
Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, so now I'm glad as hell. Here's something to feel good about. The Green Bay Packers, they're undefeated. It's the only publicly owned team in the country as a professional football team. And they've also, members have also called for Walker to, you know, get the hell out of there. So.
Yeah, that's a good news. I think Walker might walk. I think they might make Walker walk.
I hope he does.
Oh, that would be a major, major victory for Mad as Hell in America. Mark, thanks for the call. I'm going to go to one more. Steven. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America. What's up, Steven?
I'm mad as hell because I'm the Oregon Progressive Party candidate for the special election in January, and I'm being ignored and marginalized by the media. The OPB did a report on the League of Women Voters forum that was on Tuesday, and they referred to me and the Libertarian candidate as the Progressive and Libertarian candidates, whereas the Democrat and Republican were named by name. I don't think that's right, and I'm mad as hell.
Steven, would you like to come on this show and talk about your candidacy?
I certainly would.
All right, so send me an email at adam@madashellinamerica.com.
I will.
Send me your information, and we'll get you on next week, because I got space. It's locked. You're there.
That's awesome.
All right, Steven, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it.
All right, take care.
All right, so we are going to move on. But we're going to kind of take a left turn towards, but it's still in the context of mad as hell, because the bottom line is you can't be mad as hell if you don't have a voice, right? The mad as hell voice is the voice of indignation, and you need voice. And so our next guest is somebody who helps people facilitate their voice, and that voice is what you will use to express your mad as hell. I also want you to think about our next guest in the context of a Christmas or a Hanukkah or a Kwanzaa gift, because I challenge you. Do you remember what you got for Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa last year? I don't remember a single thing that I got. But imagine if for Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, someone gave you your voice. And our next guest is somebody who helps facilitate voice. He is a vocal coach, but he is much more than a vocal coach. His name is Mark Bosnian. He is an award-winning singer-songwriter who has performed in Africa, Europe, and Central and South America and throughout the United States. He's a frequent singer on the national anthem at the NBA basketball games, and he has performed on several national television broadcasts, including NBC's Today Show, which, Mark, I will not hold that against you. I cannot tolerate those morning
it's
shows.
It's been a long time
they
since
make
I did
me mad
it.
As hell, the drivel that comes out of there. I won't hold that one against you. His name is Mark Bosnian. His website is www.singfreenow. Mark Bosnian, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Adam.
So we've had a few conversations about voice. So tell me a little bit about, and you were going to, at one point, wanted to go down to the Occupy movement here in Portland, and rather than having people chant, you wanted to teach them to sing because you think that's very powerful. So you're somebody who teaches voice. Tell me a little bit about your approach to teaching voice, what are its political and social implications?
Will do. Well, I'd like to start by saying I could say I'm mad as hell about an aspect of this, and that's folks who defend that they cannot sing and never could, and that me or anyone else could never help them, because I don't believe it. My experience in 25 years of teaching is that if you can make a sound with your voice and you can hear it with your ears, you can learn to use your voice confidently singing, speaking, speaking up, having an opinion, all of the things that have to do with voice. And I run into people everywhere who go, well, you know, it's really great what you do, but it wouldn't work on me. I can't sing. Well, I can't speak.
Well, I think that that's, I mean, it's one of the first things that, that I remember as a child, people saying, you know, you shouldn't sing. I mean, you know, you don't have a job. The right. first thing people tell you, it seems to me, it's always okay to ridicule somebody's inability to sing, and then you begin to believe it. So what are the metaphorical implications of that and of singing in general?
Well, I think that is a way to look at the politics of voice, in the sense of, if you can't do it perfectly already, don't do it.
Right.
But it goes deeper than that. It goes, I should have a voice, but you shouldn't. And we can look at all of the ways that that gets squashed at us in our society. Adults should have a voice, children shouldn't. Teachers should have a voice, students don't have a voice. Right. Use your indoor voice. We're in the classroom. Turn it down. And this is a big part of the reason people don't have a confident voice, is all of the ways that we are told to turn it down, literally and figuratively, and that's a type of oppression right there. So I feel like I'm a Johnny Appleseed to go around throwing out the kernels of, guess what? You have a voice. You have every right to use it. As I was listening to the intro of your show, there was part of it, you know, taken from the movie there of, I have a voice, I have a life worth living. It's hard to feel that way if you don't feel good about being able to use your voice.
Well, the whole point of that Howard Beale speech in the movie Network, and if you haven't seen it, see it.
Yeah, great film.
One of the great films of all time, and extremely prophetic. But the whole point that he says is, and I think this relates to the work that you do, which is, he says, I don't know what the solutions to the problem are. I don't know what to tell you to write your congressman. I wouldn't know what to tell you to do, and I don't want you to protest or riot. I know you've got to get mad. In other words, and he tells them to go stick their head out the window and scream, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And these are the implications of reclaiming our voice. So tell me about the work that you do. It isn't necessarily for singers. It's about voice. So tell me about the work you do.
I use singing to help anybody who wants to reclaim their confident voice. And it's funny that you mention about Howard sticking his head out, or coaching people to stick their head out the window and yell, because where the rubber meets the road with voice is being able to be loud. We are so told to turn it down that by the time anybody thinks about wanting to use their voice, what they realize is to make a loud sound feels really threatening to most humans.
Right.
Because most of the people that are loud in our society are either over the top, raging angry, or they're crazy. And they're going down the street
right.
muttering to themselves, and you cross the street to get away from them. So right. loud is not usually thought of as safe. And yet, for you and I, or anybody, to voice an opinion, to feel comfortable with our voice, to sing, to talk, you have to be able to go, ah! And I talked to your engineer to make sure that was safe to do yeah. in the microphone here. Most of the time, when I ask people to make a sound like I just did, even if they want to, their body shuts down and freaks out. So I do a little exercise with them where I go, pretend there's a little 2-year-old girl running across the street chasing a puppy, and here comes a guy running the stop sign in a cement truck who's got headphones on and doesn't hear her.
Right.
You have to yell at this little girl to save her life.
Right.
And I help show people that yelling is fairly safe to most folks, because they're not worried about how good they do it. And then I can show them a way to bridge what they do with their bodies when they yell to do the same thing when they sing or speak. Because the minute you go to sing or speak, we have what I call an unconscious vocal defense mechanism that says, forget it. I'm not going to let you be loud, projected, full-bodied. I'm going to make you be small because it's safer.
Our guest is Mark Bosnian. He is a vocal coach and an award-winning singer and songwriter who helps people reclaim their voice. The website is www.singfreenow.com. What is Sing Free Now? I know it isn't necessarily for professional singers. So tell me about Sing Free Now. And by the way, I have asked my wife, since I use my voice, to give me some coaching from you.
Cool.
As a Christmas present.
Oh,
so,
I can't wait to.
So I'm looking forward to
play.
Because I use language, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I use. Mm-hmm. And my voice is the means, but I don't think of it in terms of voice. I use language. So I'm interested to start working with my voice. So tell me, I'm your client. What kind of work would you do and where would you take it?
Well, what we would look at to start with is the fundamentals of making sound in the human body, which most people think, well, we just all know how to do that. We really don't. If you looked at the Oregonian this morning, there was an article about China Forbes getting her voice back, the singer with Pink Martini. She's been out having a surgery because of a lesion on one of her vocal cords.
Yee.
Adele, famous singer right now,
yes,
in the world, had to cancel all of her touring at the end of this year and won't be touring until next year. Same thing. Polyp on a vocal cord.
Wow.
John Mayer, another big singer-songwriter, has hits all over the place. My point is, most of us do not know how to efficiently make sound. We did when we were born. We were all breathing from our bellies, doing what you may have heard in your life somebody tell you to sing from your diaphragm. I don't know if you've ever heard that phrase before.
Sure, sure. I mean,
most people, even if they aren't singers, have heard that.
Yeah.
My experience in 25 years of teaching is nobody really knows what that means. That's why China got in trouble. That's why Adele got in trouble. They're not making sound correctly. So you and I will look at how has nature wired our bodies to breathe and to make sound, and what do 99% of people do instead, which is why they don't usually like their voice, because they're not using it correctly.
So the idea is that this isn't necessarily for singers. And when we come back, we're going to go to mm-hmm. a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a little bit about how you see people's lives begin to change once they start to use their voice. Our guest is Mark Bosnian. The website is www.singfreenow. The frame that I'm giving this is give somebody something for Christmas, for Hanukkah, for Kwanzaa that they will not forget, which is to reclaim the power of their individual voice, because that leads us directly to Mad as Hell, which will lead us directly to the change that we want to see in the world. When we come back, more with Mark Bosnian. Check out his website at singfreenow.com. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America. I'm your host, Adam Klugman. We'll be right back.
Mad as Hell in America. Now on 620 KPOJ.
Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's smart talk station. It's one of my favorite Crows tunes. Soul Singing reminds me of one of my buddies who's in town shooting something on Grimm. I'm going to see him tonight. And you were coming on. I thought Soul Singing, just perfect. Love the Crows. Our guest is Mark Bosnian. I was saying it wrong. It's Mark Bosnian. The website is www.singfreenow. Mark Bosnian is an award-winning singer-songwriter who has performed in Africa, Europe, and Central and South America, and throughout the United States. He is also a frequent singer of the national anthem at basketball games and has performed on several national television broadcasts, including NBC's Today Show, which I said I would not hold against him.
Well, one cool thing about that, it was the one show they filmed in Portland, and Jane Pauley interviewed me and the band, and we did it right at Pioneer Courthouse Square, and it was way less of what you don't like about the show.
Well, I'm glad
it was a great episode.
I'm glad
actually.
You got the national exposure.
Yeah. It was cool.
He is also a veteran voice teacher who began his private practice in 1986. And we are talking about the power of voice. We're connecting that to the idea of what happens when we reclaim the real true power of our voice. The idea that we're told when we're very young, you can't sing. We need to use our indoor voices. We need to somehow modulate our voices so that it becomes socially acceptable. What are the psychological, social, and even political implications of a whole group of billions of people really reclaiming the power of their voice. Mark Bosnian is here. I have asked my wife to give me some training sessions with Mark Bosnian for Christmas. This Christmas, I really don't want any more crap because I don't remember a single thing I've gotten in the past 5 years. What I want is something that I can remember. What a great gift to give somebody, the power of their own voice. Mark Bosnian, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so the website is singfreenow.com. Mm-hmm. You're a vocal coach. You're coaching people on this reclaiming their voice. They don't necessarily need to be singers. You can't coach people who are singers, but they don't have to be singers. Give us some stories of what happens to people when you take them through this process and they reclaim their voice. What happens to their lives?
Boy, their lives change a lot. And you are right. I do get professional singers who call me about this, but I get folks who go, well, I'm sure you can't help me, but I just like to be able to know that I could use my voice. I help folks like that. I've had attorneys, doctors who say, you know what? My clients aren't really paying attention to me, and I really am starting to see it's because I'm not communicating with my voice what I believe in. They're not hearing it. They're not really connecting with me. Could you help me do that as opposed to singing? Absolutely. I've had professional speakers. I've had professional storytellers. I've had all kinds of folks who say it just has something to do. I just want to change the way I use my voice. And what I've gotten to watch, which is why I love doing what I'm doing. I had a woman once who said, you know, I found myself from the work that you've done speaking up at a business meeting yesterday.
Right on. That's what we're talking about.
Disagreeing with the boss. And everybody looked at me like, who has taken over Mary's body? This is not what Mary does. And she said, at first it was kind of freaky, but it was so liberating for me to realize I can disagree. I didn't do it in a wild and crazy way or angrily. I just said, I don't agree with that. I don't believe that. And people looked at me like, wow. And this is the kind of change that starts to happen. People start realizing I have not really been voicing what I believe, and now I can.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about the literal and metaphorical implications of voice, what do we say when we talk about democracy? We say we want our voices heard.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's very, very kind of, there's this kind of psychobiological component of voice that I think is really important. I grew up in this really progressive household, so people always told me, you know, I could talk a lot, so I felt free to use my voice. As a result, I do have kind of a loud sort of voice, and my wife reminds me of that fairly regularly.
So does mine.
I want to go to call. We have a call.
Okay.
Virginia, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. You're on with Mark Bosnian.
Hi. I wanted to ask about the singer Fantasia from American Idol, who I thought was an astonishing singer, and now I think she's damaged. She's so young, and she's damaged her vocal cords and maybe her career. Do you know about her now?
Well, I just cursorily do. I've read a little of the same things. It just speaks to what I was talking about before, in that most of us, if we're going to use our voices a lot, either to sing a lot, to speak a lot, any kind of verbal communication, we really have to learn how nature has set us up to use it, and most people don't know, and they assume that just by the seat of their pants, they can use their voices a lot and get away with it. Most of the time, you can't. I ran into the same thing. I sang for 12 years professionally before I started studying voice, and I would get hoarse every night, and I would get exhausted every night, and I just thought, hey, that's part of being a rock and roll singer. It's not. It's part of using your voice incorrectly and efficiently.
Virginia, thanks so much for the call. I do appreciate it. Our guest is Mark Bosnian. The website is singfreenow.com. We are talking about the power of voice. We're talking about it in a personal context, but of course that when you reclaim your voice in a personal context, it has all sorts of social and political ramifications, because one of the first ways in which people shut us down is by telling us to shut up.
They do.
And the impact of that on lots of people that I know is they don't speak up. They don't let themselves be heard. They don't let their opinions be known. Mark, we've got 1 minute left. Parting shot, Christmas gift, Hanukkah gift, Kwanzaa gift.
Well, I don't know that I can think of a better gift, and it's not just because it would be soul-serving for me. It has nothing to do with whether you buy my book, Sing Free Now, or you get lessons from me. Help people reclaim their voice, because it's a way for them to reclaim their lives. It's a way to feel good about yourself, your authentic self. What I tell everybody is every single person has something worth telling the world, whether it's through speech, right, whether it's through singing. And if you don't do it, you're cutting your joy off.
Right. Storytelling is voice. Singing is voice. Speaking is voice. It's all about representing who and what we really are in the world fully. And our voices are one really critical way that we do that. Mark Bosnian, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely my pleasure.
Great conversation. I will see you in the new year. Sing Free Now is the website, Mark Bosnian. And the book is Sing Free Now, Three Steps to Power, Passion, and Confidence. Mark, thanks so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
This is Matt as Hell in America. I'm Adam Klugman. We'll be right back.